There are many ways you can help modern-day refugees if the spirit moves you, but traveling around Europe with a small red couch in tow, that's not an obvious one. That's what Heli Aumets from Estonia and Carla Lostrangio from Italy are doing right now. They're both students in their 20s, and they met in Turkey. They came up with the idea after stumbling on a discarded sofa on the street. They didn't pick that one up, but it got them thinking.
And then we thought that hitchhiking with a sofa, that could be something amazing, something, you know, somebody that no one ever has done, and let's do something good. And then Carla had just been working with refugee children, and we decided to help them out.
So they decided to embark on a hitchhiking adventure with a small red sofa, all the while raising money for school for refugee children in Turkey's capital, Ankara. Their goal is to hitchhike from there, sofa in tow, all the way to Vienna, Austria. I caught up with them during a recent stop in Belgrade, Serbia. So, what's it like hitchhiking with a sofa?
It's awesome. We get a lot of weird looks. People are laughing on the streets. And so in different countries and in different cities, we get different reactions. We can learn a lot about from the local cultures through that, I guess.
Is there a typical day? How do you go about your day?
We travel quite a lot because every day we kind of change our city. So in the morning, we get out from the city to start hitchhiking from the main street. We arrive to the next stop. Usually we have an event, we hold event with local organization, or otherwise we set, for example, our sofa in Central Square or somewhere and we ask people their opinion. So that's how it goes.
Have you had refugees themselves at those events?
Yeah, for example, when we were in Timișoara, there were some guys, they were coming from Syria, and they were working in Romania, so they attended also our event.
They just happened to be there.
Yeah, they gave their experience about their life and their point of view, so it was really interesting.
Yeah, and they could also answer the other people's questions who had never met a person from those regions.
I am curious about the sofa. You must have to take a particular kind of ride to be able to get someone to take the sofa and two people.
It fit in a punto.
Yeah.
And what's a punto? Is that a regular car?
It's a tiny, tiny car.
So you just squish it in and then you squish yourselves in.
Exactly. Exactly. We squish everything.
You're obviously having a lot of fun and learning a lot. Do you want to just, we have time for one more question, just describe one encounter from along the way that will stick with you?
For me, it was in Vranje, in Serbia. We just got an interview with a guy. He was 21 years old. We asked him, what was his approach to refugees? And he said, yeah, we should welcome them and so on. And then I asked, have you ever spoken with a refugee? And he said, no. I said, why? Because we don't have refugee. And I asked, don't you have? No, we don't have in Vranje. And then I said, yeah, but what about Preševo camp? Is a refugee camp? And he said to me, yeah, but Preševo is not Vranje. And I asked, okay, how far is from Vranje? 40 kilometers. And so you realize that half an hour distance, people, they already like, they feel that it's so far for them that they don't need to care that much. And that really impressed me because, 40 kilometers is nothing.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Well, it's lovely to talk to you. Good luck on the journey. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Heli Aumets and Carla Lostrangio are hitchhiking through Europe with a small red sofa. They're currently in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia.